I've always believed in prophets just as much as anybody you ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
And I've wondered a lot of times why that these old people, I've wondered how they lived. You see, you didn't know nothing until you got grown and got on your own.
Mm-hmm.
But now every generation has got to be more privileged, don't you see?
Mm-hmm.
You see, my boy had more privilege than I did with his itis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You got more than your daddy had, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, now when I first growed up, a man that if he ever done something out there, well, for instance, he'd build this house. He'd go out, John, and he'd cut them logs. Well, now, he was called a house builder. There wasn't no other way to build that house except just like that man built it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't change it. Don't find no easier ways now because he's the boss. Now, he knows. He's got the sense.
Mm-hmm.
And boy could come along there and say, couldn't you do this easier? I know what you want. You want to get out of work. And they'd sort of rough that boy up,
mm-hmm.
don't you see?
Mm-hmm.
You don't know nothing, because when you get as old as I am, you'll know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I heard that right on up till I got grown, and it got a little sickening too. Not a little bit, but right smart.
Mm-hmm.
I've always had respect for preachers, religious folks,
mm-hmm.
and old folks.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've had that on, I still have it.
Mm-hmm.
But I was a grown married man, and they'd taken down a house,
mm-hmm.
and it was an old log house, and they moved it. They marked all the logs and asked me to the working. Well, we got up there, and you should have seen how they put them logs up there. Now, they'd tell us how. They got an old man by the name of Roland, Dave Roland. He was the boss man.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now you let one of them stand. It's dangerous, good gracious alive. You take a 20-foot log mm-hmm. and get it up yonder
mm-hmm.
and let it drop. Well, man, they wouldn't know what hit him.
Mm-hmm.
It'd knock his head, bust his brain. Well, you couldn't even tell what his head was made out of.
Mm-hmm.
One of them dropped on him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they took caution to us good about that. And, well, it was dangerous. Put one man down here, and they put that log on a 1x6
mm-hmm.
on this end, and then you put a man on the other end. And put that log right up there on a 1x6. Now you had to man that thing way up yonder.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you now, you don't go and drop and say, oh, I didn't go to do it. They warned you about all that. Said, just don't drop it.
Uh-huh.
Well, y'all don't know nothing about work, talking to us like that, us young men.
Mm-hmm.
And well, I seen a number of ways to put that log up there, in the most sense than I had.
Mm-hmm.
Had never seen it done, but I could stand right there and see more than I could count.
Mm-hmm.
We used to put that log up there, and it wouldn't have been dangerous at all, and I expect 25 or 50 times as easy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they kept talking, hollering at us, you all don't know nothing about work, you don't know. Now, we used to work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And directly I kind of looked back down at them. I said, but listen here, I want to tell you all something. I says, I respect you all, and with all due respect, I said, there ain't a butt-headed boy in this country that's never been to school a day in his life
mm-hmm.
that couldn't beat this.
Mm-hmm.
Now I said, if you all know so much, I said, I'd be glad you'd go to using some of your sense.
Mm-hmm.